Hello there, everyone. This is Tech 5 from tech5music.com and from the Technically Speaking podcast. I just wanted to take a quick second and say that if you have a budding business or an ingenuitive, illustrious idea or just a business or a concept that you would like to get out there and advertise to people, please feel free to reach out to us at editor@tech5music.com. We have advertising plans that begin as low as $9.99. So for just under $10, you can get space on our podcast as well as a little bit of space on our website to advertise your idea, your product, or your business. We'd love to have you, and we'd love for you to reach out. Some limitations and restrictions do apply, and again, that is editor@tech5music.com. Thank you, guys, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Mic check 1 2 1 2.
Mic check 1 2 1 2.
This is Tech 5.
This is No One.
And welcome to the Technically Speaking podcast. And because I was smart and actually recorded the pre-roll previously, like, you know, a professional does, I don't have to do an ad read now. So we actually get to jump right into stuff. So Malik, I saw you about 13 hours ago again, as we've turned into a somewhat tradition. But yeah, how was your week?
It's been pretty good. I broke a lot of PRs, and I'm really happy about that. And just overall, it's been a pretty good week, honestly.
Okay. Any personal events that have happened?
I went to the planetarium. Well, planetarium nearby. It was pretty fun to go to, honestly, since it was like my first time and everything.
Now, was that your first time at any planetarium ever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, okay. Very good.
How about you? How was your week?
It was pretty good. I was in Fairfax, Virginia this week for work, and then I was also in D.C. Yesterday, which, for those that are listening, that was a Saturday. It was really cool. So, I was at an event for work that was a block away from the White House, so it was kind of cool. I mean, I don't personally care for the man that's in the White House right now, but the building itself is, you know, I guess historic. But yeah, so it was a pretty good week. Not super, super eventful. I didn't go on any crazy dates this week, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah. So our updates this week were really, really quick. So I guess, yeah, we can jump right into stuff. So this week, I thought maybe we could change things up because I know you have a lot of sports news to talk about. Or not a lot. I don't know. Do you have sports news?
I have some things to talk about. I mean, I'll try my best, but sure, yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Well, let's see. I'm going to start with basketball. The Celtics are currently on a, 15-game winning streak right now. Like, they're looking very unstoppable. Like, they're a team to beat in the Eastern Conference. And it still surprises me that, like, they managed to beat the Warriors. But, like, the Warriors did manage to come back, but I think it was KD who tried to take the last shot to tie the game, but, like, he didn't get it. Another game, the 76ers and Warriors. The Warriors almost lost that because the Sixers were up by 23, I believe. But then the Warriors eventually came back and beat the Sixers, only because KD was being interviewed and he said that the Warriors, like, they wanted to win a game because he knew that Joel Embiid would, like, start talking shit on Twitter, like, immediately after.
Quick question, actually, about that. Yeah. So, do you think it's interesting that the day and age that we currently live in, that if you've got beef or you want to talk some shit, that Twitter is where you go to do that?
That is kind of interesting. I never really stopped to think about that.
Like, anytime anybody's got something going on, Like, you said that KD was worried that some people were going to talk some stuff if he lost the game.
Well, you know, the star player from the Sixers, or like one of them anyways, but yeah.
Right. And then, you know, there's of course the the Tyrese Rock Twitter beef that's been occurring.
Yeah. I thought that was mostly on Instagram though, wasn't it?
It was like a mix of both. It was a mixture of Instagram posts that were very like, honestly, it's hard for us to describe over a podcast, but let me try really quick. So basically, Tyrese and The Rock, well, The Rock's not really beefing with Tyrese because he's just kind of ignoring him. Mm-hmm. But Tyrese is like, you're breaking up the Fast family. This is stuff that we've talked about on the podcast before, but I think it's over now.
I think so too, yeah.
But anywho, yeah, so wait, is that all the sports news you've got?
Oh, no, that was just for basketball.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I was like, damn, like, we are, this podcast is going to be 10 minutes if we're not careful.
No, as far as the NFL, the whole Jerry Jones and the commissioner thing is still going on.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, no, like, Jerry is still not backing down at all. And it's like, I still don't know most of the details about it, but, like, it seems to be, like, causing, like, a lot of, like, I guess, unrest within the league, basically, you know? Like, it's almost one big distraction, really. And, I just find it interesting that it's Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, out of all the owners. And I think, like, the reason this is going on because Jerry doesn't pretty much like the commissioner, and, I believe the commissioner asked for, like, an extension of, like, he asked for a little bit more money. I think I talked about this last week, didn't I? I think I did.
You briefed us, but, for, just give us a rundown really quick, just to recap.
Well, let me see, the commissioner's, like, contract is about to come to an end. He wants an extension, and, like, some of the things he asked for is, like, he asked for a bit more money, and a private jet for life, and I think healthcare too for life, I believe? Something like that?
Okay.
And that just seems a bit too much to Jerry, pretty much.
Okay, yeah, I do remember this from last week, because I brought up the point of, like, these people make so much money that, like, but then at the same time it surprised me that they only made as much as they do, but yeah.
Yeah.
But interesting, okay. But yeah, do you have outside of basketball and football news?
Outside of football, I don't think so. And plus with the, going back to football real quick, I don't think there's nothing really changed with Colin Kaepernick besides his, he's been named Citizen of the Year by GQ. You seen that cover?
Yeah.
It looked really cool. It looked really nice.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
And as I've said several times on the podcast and past episodes, as long as Colin doesn't clown and doesn't sell out, he will be a figure of civil rights, I think. Do I think he's on the same level as people like Jackie Robinson? No. But I think he's definitely in that pedigree of, you know, civil rights figures.
Yeah, seems like it, yeah.
Interesting times we live in. But, I have a question for you then, since sports news went pretty quickly. What is the deal with Cleveland and the Warriors and all these teams that are supposed to be mad stacked and are not performing? Like, the Celtics are the exception. Like, they're over there doing really, really well, but everyone else seems to be losing games here and there.
It's just early in the season, in my opinion. I'm not going to start worrying about that until, like, after All-Star break, when the playoffs are, like nearby and everything.
Okay. I'm just worried.
And if anything, the one team that does seem to be that stacked and is doing well, in my opinion, are the Timberwolves. And the Rockets, honestly. They're doing good, too, honestly.
It's just...
And now that Chris Paul is back.
Yeah. It's just very surprising to see these teams that... Because I guess, like, yeah, we're still early on in the season, but, like, is it a foreshadowing of what's to come?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I mean, the Warriors came back from a 23-point deficit and so beat the Sixers, so I'm not going to worry too much.
This is true.
And Cleveland did the same thing against the Knicks.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not going to worry.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, excellent. Do you have any other news that you want to brief us on before we move on to the next topic?
I don't think I do.
Okay. So, we kind of switched things up there in the podcast. So, now let's go to music news. So, I will let Malik go first, because I know you all love hearing his beautiful voice.
I've only listened to one new album this week, and it was the new Walk the Moon album, What If Nothing. And it was alright. It seemed like they were trying to do a bunch of stuff, like, they're trying to do, like, a lot of 80s and, like, synth pop, like, rock, you know?
Okay.
But my overall impression was just, eh. Like, I'm not that big Walk the Moon fan. I only listened to it because someone suggested it to me. And, like, there are times where I kind of wanted to skip a song because it just wasn't, like, catching me, I guess, you know?
Okay.
Like, I wasn't really getting into it. But my favorite songs from the album were One Foot, All Night, and Kamikaze. And it's just all right. I'd say have it on in the background, but not like when you're like actually trying to listen to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite song that I've been putting on repeat for the past couple of days is The Butterfly Effect by Travis Scott. And honestly, I would love to go to Travis Scott's show. I want to listen to more of his stuff, like, for real. I think he's really, really good.
Okay. Nice. So, would you recommend this album that you listened to this week, or would you say pass on it?
Not really.
So you would say pass?
Not really.
Really? Okay, so yeah. This is the first time in our six-long episode, or five-long episode, technically, that you've given us a recommendation that isn't a recommendation.
I just think I'm not that big of a pop, like, rock fan, honestly.
Okay.
Like I thought it was.
Gotcha.
I still love Shut Up and Dance, though. That's still a good song, though.
Okay, okay. I mean, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you heard the Eminem single that came out, Walk on Water?
I still haven't.
What are you doing? Okay. What are you doing with your life, Malik?
I don't know. Don't question.
Wait,
it.
Quick question, Malik. Why are you wearing two headsets?
No reason.
Are you listening to music during the podcast?
No. What are you talking about? I'm totally not doing that right now. Totally not doing that right now.
What the hell?
Totally not. Don't worry about it.
Because I'm looking at Malik right now over FaceTime, and I'm seeing two microphones on his headphones.
I can't do it.
That might have been what I was picking up last. Were you doing this last week?
No.
But be honest with.
That's not what I was. No, I know that wasn't what I was doing last week.
Are you sure? Because there was a lot of audio problems with your audio last week.
I don't know what that was. I really don't know.
As he pulls out the other headphone.
Oh, and it turns out that since I have the microphone plugged in, I can't listen to music anyway, so yeah.
Did it disrupt your recording?
No, it didn't.
Oh my god.
It's just that all my audio is muted whenever I try to listen to music.
I guess in terms of my music recommendation for the week, I actually went back and listened to Logic's entire catalog this week.
Okay.
Because I actually had a chance to meet a lot of, for my job, I met a lot of students from the Gaithersburg area, which is where Logic's from. So I just felt it was kind of appropriate for me to go back and to take a listen to his entire catalog. And I don't mean catalog isn't just his albums. I went back and listened to his mixtapes as well, which are on the quality level of an album, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're very well mixed. Everything sounds really nice. Like, his really early stuff is a little more raw and a little more, you know, rough around the edges, but that's just a, you know, an early, like, that's what you get whenever it's your first couple projects. But have you heard, you've listened to Logic before, right?
Yeah, I've listened to Young Sinatra. I know he had two mixtapes. One was called Young Sinatra, right? What was the other one?
He had four. Technically five, but the first one was an unofficial mixtape. His first mixtape was Young, Broke, and Infamous. And then he had Young Sinatra, which is a picture of Frank Sinatra holding a mugshot.
And
then Undeniable was his third mixtape.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
And then Welcome to Forever was his love. And Welcome to Forever he recorded at the same time as his first album. He did that at the same time.
But yeah, I listened to some of his mixtapes, and I listened to, what was it, Under Pressure, I believe?
Name some of the tracks. Well, Under Pressure's his first album, but do you remember any of the tracks that you've listened to?
No, not really.
Because I know you've heard Young Jesus. Is that what it's called?
Well, yeah, that's the name of the song, but that's from The Incredible True Story.
Right, okay.
The reason I think that one stuck with me the most, only because he managed to get Steve Bloom to do a lot of, like, voice acting in that album, and that just really impressed me. Because I think Steve Bloom is actually a Logic fan.
Oh, yeah. And then he also had, have you heard Everybody? His newest album?
I still haven't, actually. But yeah, I know what you're saying. He had Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, he has Neil deGrasse Tyson play God, which is the most ironic thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, now I need to go back and actually listen to that album. Like, I actually forgot about it.
Yeah, it's really, like, its production value is really good. I prefer his older work, but there's a couple songs on Everybody that I really dig. Black Spider-Man, as I was mentioning to you via text, that we actually didn't talk about last night. Yeah. For the next, like sync project music video that we do, I think he would really dig Black Spider-Man, like, all the, like, stuff that we could do with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Because the point of the song is basically, like, race shouldn't matter, because Logic's whole thing is, like, his dad was black, his mom was white. But good stuff. So, my recommendation for the week is not an album, but it's just listen to Logic. But go back and listen to his older stuff, too, guys. Because his new album's great, but his older stuff, I think, is better.
So Executioner is also pretty good. Wasn't it, Bobby Tarantino, I think?
That was an album / mixtape. It was a mixtape, but it wasn't a mixtape in the more popular sense. So,
yeah.
It was more like a miniature album. Yeah, because 44 Bars on that album is really good too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Flexicution's pretty good. Super Mario World, I really enjoy. Got a lot of nice energy to it.
What else can I recommend?
Yeah, fill us in. Give us some more content.
Have I mentioned this before? But I might have. But Pretty Girls Like Trap Music by 2 Chainz is that's a pretty good album itself, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the tracks I can think off the top of my head are my absolute favorite are 4 AM, Big Amount, It's a Vibe, and Sleep When You Die.
Okay.
Yeah. And especially if you're a 2 Chainz fan, you should definitely check it out, honestly.
Okay. I won't be checking it out.
Wow. Okay.
I don't like 2 Chainz. I don't know.
So much for expanding your mind and everything.
I have listened to 2 Chainz many times. I don't like him.
What have you listened to?
Huh?
What songs have you listened to?
I listened to the stuff he was producing back in, like, I was in high school when I first started listening to 2 Chainz.
Well, listen to his newer stuff. You might like it.
Well, damn. Okay, fine.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
People change. And they get better.
Do they? Do they, though? Do they?
Yes.
I mean, I hope so. Don't get me wrong, but... All right. Yeah, I'll give it... Okay. For Malik, I'll give 2 Chainz a second chance. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Or I got that backwards. Anyway. So, moving forward. So we hit music, we hit sports. Games and movies. So, what's new on your end, Malik? What you been watching? What you been playing? What you been slaying?
Well, I finally finished Devil May Cry 2, and honestly, it was very easy. Like, it was like laughably easy, because compared to the first Devil May Cry and the third one, oh my god, the third one, it's like they try to make it more appealing for a wider audience, so like it just didn't feel like challenging at all. Like, there's even a boss where you just fight an infected chopper, which is very, very easy. I know I talked about that earlier, last week. But, I finally started Devil May Cry 3, and I'm loving it so far. Like, I just love the younger, like, brash Dante compared to the older one so far. And, I'm only at the second boss right now. So I think I'm, like, not even halfway through the game, honestly. I'm just not. And I want to see where the story goes. So I'm, like, avoiding anything Devil May Cry 3 related right now. And as far as what I'm watching, I started watching The Punisher, which finally came out, I think, yesterday. And I've only finished the first two episodes. And it's good. I'm honestly enjoying it way more than Iron Fist, which is already a good start. But, so far, what they're doing is, like, they're giving Frank, like, the soldier coming back from home, PTSD, backstory, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. And it fits in really well, honestly. And I think from what I saw, it has 10 episodes. And I barely binge-watch anything, but I definitely want to binge-watch The Punisher, honestly. Just see, like, where the story goes and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out, because as Malik knows, I kind of stray away from comic book based things most of the time, but I like the
just know that The Punisher, it takes place after the second season of Daredevil, so yeah.
So it is a part of the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, it's where I did like the Netflix series
that had going on. Maybe I'll check it out then. I don't know. I try to avoid Marvel stuff. I don't know. It just doesn't click with me this time. I really liked Luke Cage, but...
So then if you like Luke Cage, then you'll probably like Jessica Jones and Daredevil, but probably not Iron Fist, honestly.
I've heard nothing but bad things about Iron Fist, to be honest.
Yeah. The only good thing I liked about it was, like, some of the music tracks they put in it, and that was pretty much it.
Okay. Yay for editors, that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome. Anything else?
Anything else? No, that's about it. Well, I need to get back on my movie game, because Thor and Justice League both came out, and I need to see those, honestly.
Apparently Justice League is not... It's exactly what we all feared, apparently.
I'm still going to see it regardless, honestly. Knowing me, I'm still going to see it. I'm just going to see it in IMAX, that's the thing. Yeah.
Because I was really hoping, I was really pulling for it, and then it did fit. Yeah.
I'm going to reserve my judgment for when I actually see it.
Okie dokie. But
you could tag
along. I mean, yeah, if I'm in town, I'll tag along. I don't know if I want to pay IMAX prices for it.
We're not going to see it in IMAX.
We're not?
Yeah, we're not going to see it.
Oh, then IMAX. Yeah.
I think Thor is still showing in IMAX, okay. I believe.
Does Frank still do the Tuesday thing?
They still do it, but like it's only for like regular like movies, not IMAX. Because IMAX is still the same
price. That's what I was asking. If we're not going to see this in IMAX, do you just want to go Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Actually, that's a good idea. Well, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
I'll be out of town next Tuesday.
Never mind, then.
We'll figure it out at some point this week.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, I didn't really... did I talk about Mindhunter last week?
Say that, Mindhunter? You talked about the first episode.
Okay, I watched a little bit more this week. I watched a couple more episodes. I am now to the point where he's gotten approval from his boss, and they are now really building this case study on the psychology of more psychotic killers.
And what's the concept of
the show? The concept of the show is back in the 60s and 70s, there was an increase in the number of, at the time, what were just called crazy killings. And those were things like the Manson family and people that would just kill and do terrible things to other, like, because up until that point, most murders and serial killings that had been discovered anyway, were just kind of like, oh, someone owed me money. Oh, that was an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that, like, you know, turned on me or whatever. And it was just like, it was easily identifiable motives. And then suddenly the motives behind more, I guess, deranged killers. I mean, all killers are deranged, don't get me wrong. But the more psychotic, like, it's not easy to be like, why did this person do this? So this show is all about delving into the minds of those people and like why they think the way that they do and what are the root reasons for everything. Because everyone does everything for a reason. It's interesting, not so much because it's like, oh, like really gritty killings or anything, but it's more just like understanding humanity, I guess. I'm really, because it's like, even though you don't kill someone, but it's like, why does somebody walk the way that they do? Why does somebody talk the way they do? Like, why do they believe the things that they believe? And so while this show kind of presents it in like, why do killers kill the way they kill? It makes you think about the things that you do and why you are the way you are, as well as other people. It's just an interesting show. David Fincher's directing. He always does a really good job. I might have talked about this last week, but I, again, recommend it so far. Really, really enjoying that. But yeah. And then, video games. It was another interesting week. And I say interesting because loot boxes are garbage. Go for it.
Okay, yeah. Didn't EA pull away from that for Battlefront 2, I think, temporarily?
So they EA released an official statement that said that they were pulling all in-game purchases for now, which means it's going to come back, just for now.
Well, yeah.
Just for now, it's not going to be a thing, and it's really just them doing damage control, because I don't think they anticipated that it was going to be this bad, like people were going to hate it this much. Actually, I don't know if you heard, but the most downvoted post on Reddit in history was EA's response to there was a Reddit user whose name I can't remember. He posted that, like, the number of hours it would take in order to actually earn Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker in the game, and it was something in the area of, like...
Wait, earn Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader.
Yeah, in order to earn those characters, he did like an algorithm to see, like, you could either pay for them and get there quickly, or you could grind it out. And if you were to grind it out, it would take the equivalent of 40 in-game hours. Now, not 40 hours total, 40 hours of actually running around and shooting things. In-games. So, like, if you think about it, when you play a round in Battlefront, the average round lasts anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. So let's say it lasts, on the short end, 10 minutes. Now, there's usually a 5-minute waiting period between the end and the beginning of the next match. So, at the very least, for every 10 minutes of in-game, you're spending 15 minutes of real-life time. So it would take 60 hours at the absolute minimum. That's like the best-case scenario. Just to earn Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, the two most iconic characters in Star Wars history, and they're the fan, like, you know, they're fan favorites. Like, they should just be given to you from the beginning. That was the big controversy and why that happened. Now, they pulled all the ability to buy in-game content, but you still can't get Luke and Darth Vader. Like, they're still stuck behind those massive grind walls. So, yeah. Anywho.
And how much would they cost if you wanted to just get there quickly?
I think someone...
did they say?
So, because of the way that loot boxes work, because what you do is, when you buy a loot box, loot boxes can reveal different star cards, and different star cards can have different crystal value amounts, and you have to earn a certain number of crystals in order to unlock Luke or Darth Vader. So whenever you spend... Let's say you spent $20 on a loot box kit, and you got... I don't know how many loot boxes that would give you. But you're gambling with how many crystals you might actually get. Like, you could get, like 15 crystals, which is nothing. Or you could get, like, 10,000 crystals. So there's not really an accurate amount or an accurate way to say how much money you would have to spend to get them. Because, like, yeah. You could be, like, stuck on the shitty end of the stick, and every time you buy a set of loot boxes, you get 15 crystals. And so, and that's where the controversy is coming from. Because if there was, like, a guaranteed amount of crystals you got with every loot box purchase, then it would still be really greedy of EA and shitty. But at least then it's like, I know, oh, if I really want Luke and Darth Vader, I have to spend $60. Like, and I'll get them that way. Rather than, oh, yeah. I might have to spend thousands of dollars, and even then I might not have enough crystals to get them. And so that's why it's being deemed gambling. And so... Yeah. So yeah. Then, yeah. So I did, but I had pre-ordered and paid for Battlefront 2 long before all of this started happening, and before this, I was aware this content was even in the game. Because had I known, I might not have purchased the game. And I love Star Wars, as you know. Like, I adore that franchise. So yeah. I have the game. I have yet to play it. So I'm going to...
And you get it for the Switch or for PC?
PC. It didn't come out for the Switch.
Oh, okay. That looks... Oh, man. Okay.
So, yeah. It's going to be interesting. So, yeah. I have yet to play it, so I don't know how the game plays. I know it looks beautiful. I've seen some gameplay and game footage. Looks beautiful, which isn't surprising. It's nice, and I appreciate the artists and the developers, but, you know. But the more exciting thing, at least for me... was freaking Skyrim came out for the Switch this week, and my god. I briefly talked to Malik last night about this game, and everyone's played Skyrim at this point. If you haven't...
Everyone, their mother and their dog has played Skyrim at this point, honestly.
Right, and when it was first announced, I was like, okay, we've had Skyrim... Skyrim at this point has been re-released
so many times.
Yeah, like, here's a remaster, here's the definitive remaster, here's the Game of the Year remaster edition, like... No, I'm not saying, like, that's a bad idea on Bethesda, like, they're just trying to, you know, they're milking that, really. It's a good game, like, it still holds up pretty well. I got excited when I saw the first tech demo for it a couple months ago, and how well it operates, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to get it, because I only played through Skyrim once. I have not done multiple playthroughs. I haven't done a lot of the side quests. Most of my Skyrim experience has been play through the main story and just an occasional side quest here or there. Like, I did the Mage's Guild quest, and that was about it. So, that being said, I'm really excited to have Skyrim in the palm of my hand because of how I travel so much, and I played about...
I'm sure on a play ride, it's just, like, it's really great.
Yeah, and, like, that's why I'm excited about this game. Because it is a full-blown, open-world RPG. It's one of the best RPGs ever made. And it's in my freaking hands. And it plays well.
I guess it is, yeah, I guess, yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like, when you think of RPGs, what do you think of?
Well, Fallout, The Witcher... Nier, what else? Yeah, those games.
Well, just by relation, if you think of Fallout, then you think of Skyrim, because they're based, like, they are at their core the same game.
Every time I think of Skyrim, I keep thinking back to Far Cry 3, and where it's like, it's Skyrim with guns.
And it's like we... No, it's like we already have that. That's called Fallout.
Yes, exactly! Sorry, go on. I was getting flashbacks.
No, but that's interesting because Far Cry 3 was a good game. They just, like, they could have marketed better. Like, it was a really good game, but it was not what they marketed it as.
It is not Skyrim with guns. I don't care what anyone says.
No, it's more, I would compare Far Cry 3 and even 4 and Primal. It's more of...
To Grand Theft Auto.
I wouldn't say it's Skyrim with guns, and I wouldn't say it's GTA. I would say if GTA and Skyrim met halfway, that is Far Cry. So it's just different enough not to be GTA, but it's different enough from Skyrim to not be that either.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. But, anywho. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I now have... Oh, and Rocket League. Ah!
Yeah, yeah, talk about it. Yeah, go for it. This is all you.
No, Rocket League came out this week, too. Plays really, really well on the Switch. Yeah. It actually has crossplay, so I can play with members of the Xbox and the, I believe, PC community. So really, the only people I can't play with are Sony. PlayStation 4 players. But apparently, that's something that may be in the works to come soon. So plays really well. It's really nice to be able to, like, you know, check into my hotel and, you know, after a long drive and sit down and just play a few rounds of Rocket League and not have to boot up a PC or do anything of that nature. It's just, it's really nice. And Rocket League is super fun for how simple it is. So.
Yeah.
Have you played Rocket League?
I haven't, but I want to, honestly.
Oh, well, the Switch has split screen. So next time you're over or I'm over there, we'll I'll bring my dock. And and I think we can do online split screen. So I'm pretty sure, like, we can both play online.
Like crossplay and all that.
No, not crossplay, but like I can come over to your house and we can split screen the television, but then me and you are both playing online with other players.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I think. No, don't quote me on that. But
I think developers need to bring back split screen, honestly.
I think with the Switch it's going to become a thing. Well, Nintendo's always done a really good job of supporting offline multiplayer.
Well, they've always been more like social anyways, I guess.
Yeah, like
the majority of their ads I noticed were like a bunch of people coming together and play games, not like Xbox and PlayStation were by themselves and everything, you know.
Yeah, I would like to see somewhat of a return to the split screen atmosphere, or at least support for it. But I also understand from a development side why it's much less popular now.
Why is that?
Because the engine is having to render more data, which means that the graphical quality of your game may have to suffer, and the number of things that can be happening on screen may suffer because it's having to calculate from two different positions at one time.
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine you have Final Cut running on your computer, but then you have another Final Cut running on your computer at the same time doing a different project. It's going to slow down your machine.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But then for things like Rocket League, it works really well because it's like, it's not super graphically insane, so it doesn't really get bogged down. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's my...
Okay.
That's my very long video game... spiel. But yeah, so do you have any other news you want to talk about, Malik? Because we have managed to shorten our podcast by a half.
Yeah, I've realized that.
I might have to start introducing new segments, or we might need to find a third host to like host with us, which I think might be fun every once in a while.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Let's see. This weather's nice.
Oh my god. That's okay. This will just be a slightly shorter episode. That's alright. I have something. You know, we can be seasonal here, technically speaking. What are some of your favorite Thanksgiving traditions?
It's okay. We planned this. We totally planned this. This is all happening on script.
This isn't improvised at all.
In front of us, people. Don't. We didn't improvise it. I wrote the script down. I'm writing a new one as we speak. What are you talking about?
Yeah, next week on the Technically Speaking podcast.
Yeah. Thanksgiving traditions. I mean, we don't really do anything outlandish. We just come together and eat and just watch football. And that's really it, honestly.
Oh.
What about you? What do you guys do?
Well, we used to all meet up and have... meet up and like have like a big dinner at my my grandfather's, where I'm currently actually live, the house that I currently live in. But now no one comes here. Like, I live here by myself, and it's just No one. So this year on Thanksgiving, I'm actually going to go hang out with my aunt and her and some of my cousins at her house.
Yeah.
And then I will probably. I don't know what I'll be doing that evening.
Yeah.
So. So yeah, but in terms of Thanksgiving traditions, so.
We can talk about the history of Thanksgiving.
Right. So one day the white men showed up and they said, "Hey, we're taking this," and everyone's like, "No."
But first we're gonna share and exchange food and have a big old feast. It would be grand. Watch.
Yeah, like, hey, we'll exchange ideas. Here, we'll give you guys clothes, and then you guys can show us how to plant corn and take over the land.
That's a fair trade-off, right?
Yeah, this totally won't backfire at all. No.
Yeah.
No, but the actual pilgrims were actually, they were okay, like, towards the natives of the land. But it was like when the larger masses started showing up that it turned into colonization and terribleness.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving itself is fine, but the way that most people perceive and accept its culture is not.
Yeah.
So. But anywho, so some Thanksgiving traditions you guys could take part in might include.
So we're just now sponsored, I guess, by a Thanksgiving company or whatever now.
Yeah, so we are sponsored by oh crap. Pumpkin pie, just the food. The food is chosen to sponsor our podcast.
I would love to get a pumpkin pie, honestly.
Yeah, that's the one redeeming thing about Thanksgiving is like, it's like, man, I can get mad pumpkin pie all day long.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, we gonna get pumpkin pie. anywho. So, yeah, I guess that's it for this week, because I don't feel like forcing this podcast any further down the drain. It's not going down the drain, it's just we need more topics. Because we're hitting culture pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I think we just need to come up with more fun conversational topics.
We'll figure it out down the road.
Yeah, I have an idea. We won't do it this week, but we used to do, when me and Malik first started doing this podcast thing, years and years and years ago, I don't know if Malik remembers, but we did a thing called the hot seat.
Yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
Where, like, we would try to get someone different to come on and talk with us each week, that way me and Malik weren't the only two people talking every episode, which I think might be something we should try to do every once in a while, just to give, like, you know, get a third person's opinion, and give a little bit more. Because I feel like as me and you progress down this podcast, we're going to become more, like, people will know what I'm going to say before I say it. People will kind of know what you're going to say before you say it. And, like, having that third option might give us more room to, like, talk and conversate about a subject.
Okay, yeah.
But the hot seat is something that we used to do where anytime we would have a guest, and then the first couple episodes, we would just ask questions that were, like, personal preference questions. So, mm-hmm. So my favorite question was always, like, is your toilet paper over or under? Because it tells me two things about those people. One, if they're right or wrong. And then two, do they have animals in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Because if your toilet paper goes under, if you have a pet, your toilet paper will never end up on the ground. But if it goes over, you're going to be wasting toilet paper quite often.
Yeah, we started doing that, sure.
Yeah, we'll come up, and you, like, think of stuff you want to bring to Malik. Like, we'll make it more fun. We'll make it more, like, oh no, what's going to happen this week?
Entertaining.
Yeah, we're an entertainment podcast. Like, we need to be entertaining. I mean, we are entertaining, but, like, only whenever we kind of break out of our wounds.
Yeah, we're the funniest podcast out there. There's no other podcast as funny as us. We're number one, baby.
Yeah.
Forget all those other guys. We're the top.
Number one podcast in Virginia.
Shout out to our 30 viewers / listeners.
We have more, y'all. We have far more than that.
Oh, shoot.
Now they're just insulted. Now we're losing viewers. No, come back.
Yeah, I think it's a good point to stop, though. What do you say?
Yeah, it's good. So, thank you guys for listening. We mad appreciate it as always. I'm Tech5.
I'm No One.
All right, see you guys later.
Have a good one.